Japan Makes Me Scared, a podcast to the chilling realm of Japanese horror stories. My name is Junpei, and I will invite you to the mysterious world of Kaiden, exploring spine-tingling experiences that have haunted Japan. Konbanwa, minasan. Welcome back to another episode of Japan Makes Me Scared. I'm Junpei, your host, and I'm going to share various horror, scary stories of Kaiden in this podcast. Here's today's question. What would you do if somebody behaved or acted rudely to you in everyday life? If this was a TV series, you'd be praised for saying something back or sticking to your logic to dignity. Even myself, if I knew there were hidden cameras around, I would play the cool like hero. But what if it was suddenly happening on the street? To be honest, I think I would rather walk away without saying anything back. This is not because I agree with what they are saying or I'm too scared to say something. The main reason is that I can't stop thinking about the possibility that the person is a psychopath or just crazy, and could physically harm me or my family or friends. In the worst case scenario, they might stun me to death. I can quite easily share this feeling with my Japanese friends, but it is often difficult to share it with friends from other countries. Even when I ask people from South Korea or China, you know, they are our neighbors, I can feel there is a sense that the majority of them fight back. I sometimes heard other people saying like, the Japanese don't fight back. I even heard that from my French wife too. Perhaps it is simply a case of shyness, but in some cases, there might be people like myself who think that it would be better not to talk back to protect myself from a tiny bit of possibility of death. Today's story is about women who didn't say things which turned out to be a turning point in her life. Alright, let's move on to the storytelling part. Episode 18, Stranger in the Elevator. This is the experience of one woman. She lived alone in an apartment with several floors in Tokyo. She worked as a hairstylist during the day and often came home late at night. One night, she got home late that day as well, and it was close to midnight when she arrived at the entrance of her apartment. She lived on the fifth floor, so she pressed the button and waited for the elevator to arrive. The elevator arrived on the first floor, and the doors opened. Then, there was a person dressed in black standing there. The person was wearing a hood, so she couldn't see the face clearly, but she could guess he was a man out of his body shape. She was a little surprised because it was late at night, but if she has thought about it again, it would not have been that strange. In Japan, there are convenience stores which often open 24/7, so people may buy food and drinks late at night. She reconsidered this and greeted the person, "Good evening." The man, however, did not reply, and even kind of pushed her away to get out of the elevator and walked away. What a creep. What's wrong with that guy? She was a little annoyed, but she was also tired late at night and wanted to go to bed early for work tomorrow. So she decided to forget about it for the moment and went to sleep that night. The next morning, as she was getting ready to go out to work, the doorbell rang. Who could it be so early in the morning? When she opened the door, there was a male police officer standing there. He said, "Sorry, I know it's so early in the morning, but actually, there was murder in this apartment yesterday, and we have to proceed with the investigation." "What? A murder?" She was very shocked, as she had never imagined that such a serious matter could happen near her flat. "Yeah, so I'd like to ask you, did you see any suspicious people or behavior yesterday?" As you can probably guess, she had an idea of who it was, to be honest. You know, the man in black that she met in the elevator hall yesterday. She clearly had a suspicious feeling about him. But at the same time, she also knew that when you testify to the police, you'd be detained for more than half a day or something more or less. And he'd been busy at work and didn't want to get distracted by anything. So she knew it wasn't a good thing, but said to the officer, "I'm sorry, I can't think of anything in particular." Hearing this, the police officer replied, "Yeah, I see. If you remember anything else, please contact the police again." He said that and left. A few weeks later, she was on holiday for the first time in a long time that day. She was casually watching news on TV. Then, the apartment where she lived appeared. The reporter said, "There was a murder in this apartment a few weeks ago, but the suspect was arrested yesterday." "Ah, so it's true that there was murder in this apartment after all. Well, but it's good that the murderer was caught." She was accepting the fact like that. But the moment she saw the murderer's portrait on the TV, she was speechless with fear. This man is that policeman. According to the later police investigation, the man stated that he had returned to the apartment, falsifying his identity as a police officer, to find out if anyone had seen him. "Yeah, I saw a man in black that night." What if she had told that policeman like this on that day? It is frightening to even imagine what would have happened. Oshimai, thank you very much for listening to the story. How do you like it? I think there were two chances that she could have got involved in the worst case scenario. The first one was when she encountered a man in the elevator hall. You remember he was kind of rude, almost pushing her to the side when he got off the elevator. You know, she could have said something like, "Hey, you can't do that," but obviously didn't. He was just running away from the murder scene at the time, so I could guess he was still feeling kind of overexcited and reckless. Then, what if she said something that time? Maybe her life would have ended there. And the second chance was when she faced a fake police officer. There was no art of fighting back, but she could just have said something to him about the person she saw in general. As it was told at the end of the story, just imagining what would have happened makes me deeply feared. Maybe she was just super lucky to have survived. But remember what I said at the beginning of today's episode? No, it doesn't sound too crazy anymore to be like over concerned for your life protection, does it? Anyway, do you have any theories on this story? I've got a Discord channel where anybody can join and share thoughts and theories. Of course, I'll be there as well. I'm gonna leave the link in the description, so please join and enjoy the interaction if you would. This podcast, Japan Makes Me Scared, is available on almost all popular podcast platforms like Spotify, Apple, YouTube, or Amazon Music. Also, if you push the follow button on the app of your choice, first of all, for me, it'd be a huge support and motivation. And for you, you will not miss notifications for future episodes. So please consider following my podcast as well. Alright, we're getting close to the end. So let me say one thing. Arigatou gozaimasu again for listening to my podcast, Japan Makes Me Scared. And sayonara for more children thrills next time. Bye.